right. Good evening. Good to have you in the house of the Lord tonight. I'm glad you remembered to be in the house of the Lord on Tuesday night instead of Wednesday night. Those that will come tomorrow night, it'll be a dark auditorium. Amen. But it's good to have you in the house of the Lord. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to meet with us tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come before you, and dear Father, we love you, and God, we want to express our thanks and our gratitude to you this evening, and God, I pray that we might do it all year long, not just during this season or during around Thanksgiving, but God, help us to thank you and be grateful for everything that you've done for us, and God, I pray that you might meet with us tonight, that you might bless the reading and preaching of your word, be it the songs, the message, the prayer. I pray for the fellowship with your people. God, thank you for bringing those that are here here. And God, I pray that you might bless our time together around your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's all stand. Take our psalm books. Turn to page 439. 439, count your blessings. We'll sing the first, second, and last of Count Your Blessings. 439.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Verse 2. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
Verse 4.
So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one.
Count your blessings, see what God hath done.
Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
Maybe seated, you're singing as you're sitting down. Turn all the way back to page number 255, 255. Come and dine, we'll sing all three verses of page 255.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turn the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine. The disciples came to lend, thus obeying Christ's command, for the Master called unto them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire, thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assemble be. Oh, it will be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine.
Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church this nice Wednesday, Tuesday evening time. It's not Wednesday, it is Tuesday. So hopefully no one shows up tomorrow. Hopefully they're all here today, because Thursday, of course, will be November 23rd. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody from Bethel Baptist Church in here. Of course, Saturday, we're going to take a couple days, but then Saturday, right back on the horse. Church-wide Operation Saturation Soul Winning starts at 10 o'clock a.m. this Saturday, so you could be here, go out visiting with us, knock doors, visit the bus route, so forth. If you would like to take a time of the week to go do that, that is the day to do that. Come with us. The more help, we can always use it. On Monday, December the 11th, will be Senior Saints here at the church at noon. So that's going to be coming at December the 11th on a Monday. And then, just so you're aware, Friday, December the 15th, that will be the adult Christmas social that is taking place right there in the middle of December, just so you have plenty of time to prepare for that. I highly recommend you grab a bulletin so you can keep track of all the dates, the things that will be going on over the next couple of weeks, and actually later in the next month, Watch Night Service, when we're going caroling. All that information is inside of the bulletin, so I highly recommend you grab one of those to keep track of that. And I believe Pastor has some more.
All right, it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight, and we have some dignitaries with us tonight, and we have some from Colorado Springs, right? Colorado? Florescent, Colorado. Okay, well, we're glad to have you. Then we're glad to have Nathan and Leah. Amen? Amen. Our college students, and I'm glad to have at least one of them back. Both of them back. It's good to have them. And then it's good to have George and Kathy Matry. Raise your hand. Stand up. Turn around. No. Sister Matry's dad is Kenneth Place, and he's the one that started this Bethel Baptist Church. And you remember when they were over here and didn't have this building? Do you remember that? Kathy? You remember? Okay. She's probably the one that's known this church for the longest, and it's so good to have them and their daughter, Chrissy, and her husband, and her boys, and he's a pastor in Indiana, and we're glad to have them. And so the rest of you are all dignitaries too, all right? And so glad to have you. And tonight may be a little quicker. Brother Wolf and I went to an auction today, and I learned how to talk like this. Hey, I have 25. And if I hear, hey, we may get done in 15 minutes, all right? Yeah. I gave the auctioneer a track, and I said, if you become a preacher, then you would have 15-minute sermons. So we may try that tonight, but probably not. So anyway, well, let's all stand, have a time of fellowship, then we'll take the offering. Thank you. find your place. All right, find your place this evening. Glad to have you in the house of the Lord. So, some people say I was late to church. Well, my son and Jab had their first basketball game and they won. So we are in good shape tonight. Amen. And some of you have already got excited about a short sermon. He got 30 points. Yeah. So, but we already got some. All right. This is the student section right here. You got to hold them down. But already got some people excited about a short service because they reminded me what Brother Paget told me one time. He said, Pastor Swope, he said, I've never heard you preach a bad short message. And I'm like, no, that's not good. That's not good. I said, what about my long ones? He said, I'm not saying anything about your long ones. So anyway, for that, Darren, we're going to double the service tonight. So, no. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to bless this offering. And Brother Vance, will you do that for us, please? Amen. You may be seated.
Take your songbooks, turn to page number 41 one last time. Now, something a little different we're going to do with this song. Back when I was in college, Brother Allen, around Thanksgiving time, he'd have us sing the Thanksgiving version of page number 41, Sweet By and By. And this is how we're going to do it, so bear with me. It's after we say, in the sweet, you then have to say, pass the meat. Then when it says, by and by, you have to say, pass the pie. And then when we shall meet on that beautiful shore, you have to say, give me some more. So that's what we're going to try tonight. So page number 41, Sweet By and By, Thanksgiving version.
There's a land that is fairer than faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there.
Here we go.
In the sweet, past the meek, by and by, past the by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. Give me some more. In the sweet, past the meek, by and by, past the by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Verse 2.
We shall sing on the beautiful shore the melodious song of the blessed. For our spirit shall sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet, past the meek, by and by, past the by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Give me some more. In the sweet, past the meek, by and by, past the by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Verse 3.
To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessing that hallow our days.
One more time.
In the sweet, past the meek, by and by, past the by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Give me some more. In the sweet, past the meek, by and by, past the by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Let's get it now.
Spirit, Lord, you will hide me when winds of danger around me blow. I feel your arms of grace around me, and I just wanted you to know there's strength in
the times I see
Some of my favorite singers in all the world right there. So what's the name of that song, sweet? I just wanted you to know. How fitting. How fitting. God puts everything together. And I didn't tell her what to sing. I don't tell her what to sing. And she doesn't tell me what to preach. It works out really good. But I'm so glad when the Holy Spirit's involved and everything just fits together. And so tonight, if you can turn to find your place in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And if you're able to, if you'll stand in reverence and love of God's Word, one verse this evening and we'll jump right in. But of course, Thursday is Thanksgiving. Amen. And I think we need to be reminded often to show thanks, to give thanks, to show our gratitude for the Lord. And so I just want to encourage you tonight and I'll explain. Gratitude is more than just thanks. And we can say all we want to. I'm thankful, but we'll get into this. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, and I'll say the reference, and everybody together, why don't we say, quote, verse 18 together. Ready? 1 Thessalonians 5, 18, ready? In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Not because of everything, in everything. That means in every situation. Oh, we're thankful for the raises and, you know, for the blessings, but in everything, give thanks. So thanks is something that you've got. Give is an action word, action verb. So in order to be thankful, you've got to be able to give thanks. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and we'll jump right in. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come before you. Thank you for tonight. And dear Father, I pray that you might meet with us in this place. God, thank you for bringing everyone here that's here. And God, I pray that you might bless the reading and preaching of your word. God, help me to forget everything I want to say. But God, I pray that you might bring forth through me your message for us tonight. God, help us to be thankful. Help us to show gratitude, not just in November and this week, but God, all year long. Help us to thank and remember and ponder on who you are and what you've done. And God, help us to give thanks tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. So anybody, like I said, can say anything they want to say. In fact, the Bible says many times, though a man may say. And 1 John, if a man say he hath not sinned or is not a sinner, or if a man say that he loved God and hate his brother, so man can say anything. But if you look in James chapter number 2, James chapter number 2 tonight, and verse number 18, it says, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. What's the next two words? Anybody there? Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee show me my faith by my works. So you and I can say anything we want to say. If I say, if you have somebody and they've got a problem and you say, I know how to fix that. They don't say, oh, well, I'm glad you're so smart. What do they say? Tell me. Show me. I can fix that. Well, show me. You know, James said it right. He said, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have worked. Show me thy faith. Hey, if you're going to say something, then you've got to back it up. If I were to say, I'm thankful tonight. You say, okay, for who? For what? Well, and if I say I'm thankful, you're supposed to say amen, all right? No. I'm thankful. But you say, well, preacher, we haven't heard of you saying anything that you're thankful for. But I'm thankful. You know, I'm thankful. Brother Matry asked me how old I was. 56. And he said he made 13 points tonight. Yeah. He's probably wrong on both ends. Amen. I'm not 56. 58. Got it right. But I said, I'm 58. But I'm glad I'm not old. All right? Because I ran across this that says you can know you're old when. You can know you're old when your Social Security number begins with 1 through 10. You can know you're old when as a kid you only had number one pencils. You'll get that later. You know you're old when everything hurts and what doesn't hurt doesn't work. You know you're old when the gleam in your eye is from the sun hitting your bifocals. You know you're old when your little black book contains only names ending in MD. You know you're old when you get winded playing chess. You know you're old when you have all the answers, but no one ever asks you any of the questions. You know you're old when you look forward to a dull evening. We're getting there. You know you're old when you walk with your head held high, trying to use your trifocals. You know you're old when you turn out the lights for economic reasons rather than romantic reasons. You know you're old when you're sitting in a rocking chair but can't get it going. You know you're old when you're dialing the long distance wears you out. And you know you're old when you're started with first addressed as old timer. So I'm glad I'm not old. Amen. But you can say anything you want. You can say, well, we have a thankful church and we're thankful and I'm thankful, preacher. But in order for you to say that, you must prove that. And the only way you can do that is say, thank you. Thank you. If you never say thank you, then you're not a thankful person. Oh, but I am, preacher. I appreciate everything everybody does for me. Then say thank you. Thank you to your parents. Thank you for your mom and dad. Thank you for the police officers. Thank you for our military. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done. You've got to prove what you say you are. You must prove it. You know, we said we are thankful for our veterans. And we gave them all a sack with some gifts in there from our church. A token of appreciation. On Veterans Day, I know a lot of the companies said, hey, thank you, veterans. We appreciate you. And because of that, we're going to give you a free meal. That's showing. They just didn't say, we're thankful. No, they showed that. And so I looked up grateful and I looked up gratitude. And thanks from the 1828 dictionary says expression of gratitude. Expression. An acknowledgement made to express a sense of favor or kindness received. Gratitude is the feeling or sentiment excited by kindness. Then gratitude means an emotion of the heart excited by a favor or benefit received. A sentiment of kindness or goodness or goodwill towards a benefactor. Thankfulness. Listen to this. Gratitude is an agreeable emotion consisting in or accompanied with goodwill to a benefactor and a disposition to make a suitable return of benefits or services. So I'm so thankful that I would like to return that. I'd like to return that favor. There's a desire. Maybe sometimes we can't, but we have a desire to say thank you. Hey, I appreciate that. Hey, I would like to do something. You did so much for me. I'd like to do something for you. It means, when no return can be made, with a desire to see the benefactor prosperous and happy. Gratitude is a virtue of the highest excellence, as it implies a feeling and generous heart and a proper sense of duty. You know, that's why we ought to come to church. That's why you ought to give your tithes and offerings. That's why you ought to knock on doors, hand out tracts. Well, because that's what the law says, and you can't go to heaven until you do that. Absolutely not. We ought to do that because God has done so much for us. God, I want to express my gratitude, and I can't do much, but it's in my heart to show you and to prove you, and I want to give you an expression of my thankfulness. Amen. That's all Christianity is. Folks, you know as well as I do, there's nothing that you can do for you to buy your way to heaven, to earn your way to heaven, to get your way to heaven. You can't be a member of a church. You can't do good. You can't do anything. But we do everything we do because we are saved, because we are going to heaven. And that's just gratitude. Man, I have a sense, and kindness has been bestowed and benefits. And God, I want to give back to you, and I want to show you and express to you my thankfulness. Amen.
And so I want to look at this tonight. And it is something that we, thankfulness is something you do. And I know, well, I'm thankful. Okay. But you got to do it. You've got to express thankful, being thankful, because if you don't express it, how does anybody know? Well, I'm thankful. Okay, express it. Say something. Do something about it. So I want to look at 455 things tonight. No, I'm not. But we're going to ramp it up and be the auctioneer and be done in 2 hours. No, I'm just kidding. No. The Matri said they got to go home tonight. So we're going to make this quick for you. So, but you know when a pastor said, you know what it means when he says it's going to be quick, right? He means absolutely nothing. That's right. Amen. So I want to look at why we should be thankful and show gratitude. To whom should we be thankful for? And what is the cause and reason? And number four, how? How should we be thankful? What can we do? So number one, quickly, why should you and I be thankful? Why should we express our gratitude to others and to the Lord? Number one, it's commanded. We could end tonight. Good, there's no amen. We get in tonight, we say, hey, we just read it. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hey, it is by, in God's word that says, in everything, give thanks. Amen? You know, we are so spoiled Americans. It's too hot. It's too cold. It's not wet enough. It's too wet. It's getting gas, I think it was yesterday, and it was raining, and a guy, he was cussing. He goes, I wasn't ready for this rain. Even though we were griping because we didn't have no rain, now he was cussing because there was rain. Nothing can make us happy. But that's why God said, in everything give thanks. Look in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 20. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 20. Bible says here, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 20, it says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things. That's in the Word of God. And if it's in the Word of God, we ought to do it. It's commanded by Almighty God. Number two, because it is the sign of the wicked, how they're going to act in the last days. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. It says, the perilous time shall come and men shall become, number one, lovers of their own selves. And then down in verse number two, it says unthankful. I don't want to be have more in common with the world and the wicked than I do with the Lord. But he says that's the kind of spirit that's going to be in the wicked towards the end. And they're not going to be thankful. But that's the reason. Number three, I believe it catches the Lord's attention. Look in Luke chapter 17. When Jesus walked this earth, he came across 10 lepers who cried out to him. And they said, Lord, have mercy on us. Luke chapter 17 and verse 13. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Amen. They were cleansed. God can take care of your problems, folks. I don't care what it is. He can take care of your problems. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, 10%, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? God takes note. God pays attention. He's not worried about who won the basketball game, the football games, but he does know and does take notice of those who are thankful. He said, where's the 9? I did the same thing for the 9 that I did for you. Where are they to return and give thanks and glory to God? God takes notice. Then number four, it's just a good thing. It's a good thing. That's what the Bible says in Psalm chapter 92 and verse number 1. Psalm 92 and verse number 1. The Bible says here, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Amen. He says it's a good thing. It's a good thing to drink Dr. Pepper. Amen. There's a young lady at McAllister's, and she goes over to Lincoln Baptist. And we go into McAllister's a lot, and we were getting tea, and she said, "You want sweet or unsweet?" I said, "Huh?" I said, "I want finished tea." She goes, "Finished tea?" I said, "Yeah, if you have tea and no sugar in it, it's unfinished." So now every time I go in, she goes, "You want finished tea, don't you?" I said, "Absolutely, I want finished tea." But it's a good thing. It's a good thing. God said it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to show forth. To show forth. If it's in here, let it show. Truly, if it is in here, it's going to show. So that's why. Number two, to whom? To whom should we give thanks to and gratitude to? And if I were to have a mic, most of you would, I'm thankful for my parents. I'm thankful for my teacher. I'm thankful for my coach. You know, I'm thankful for the Lord. I'm thankful. I mean, that would be good. But ultimately, number one ought to be the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I am thankful for the Lord. And then in the Word of God, it tells us many times to give thanks for this reason. How many times have you heard people say, "Thank you"? For what? For what? Well, thank you for opening the door. You know, thank you for that parking place. Thank you for this. God says, I just don't want you to say thank you. He wants us to thank Him for specific reasons. And I think in our prayers, how many times in our prayer life do we pray and we say, God, thank you for your holiness. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you that you're good. Thank you for your salvation. Thank you for your benefits and grace that you give to me every single day. Thank you for the sun. Thank you for the air. Thank you that I can have a Bible and know your thoughts. God, thank you. And we ought to be specific on who and why. Look at Psalms 100, one of my favorites. Psalms 100 in verse number 4. It says, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name." Amen. Not just Thanksgiving Day, not just Thanksgiving Week. Hey, all year long. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Praise His name. Bless His holy name. We need to do that. Look in Psalms 105. We'll be in the Psalms a little bit here. Psalms 105, look at this. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him, sing psalms unto Him, talk ye of all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord." Why do you think we sing? Just a filler till everybody gets here. No. Singing is an expression of your heart to the Lord. You're not singing to the song director. He shouldn't be singing a solo. We wouldn't want to hear that. No. But just kidding. He made an album if you want to buy it. But anyway. But you're singing, it says singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. It is an expression of, hey, I'm thankful, like redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed, His child, and forever I am, amen? And in the sweet by and by, amen, when the roll is called up yonder, hey, nothing but the blood, hey, there's a lot of songs that we can sing. And you notice, and I don't want to point it out every time, but every time, usually, when we say, praise the Lord, give Him thanks, singing is part of that. Because what you sing about is down here. Usually you're singing and doing a tune. Why? Because you're thinking about that. You heard that song. Your mind. And so, but when we're thinking about the Lord and thanking for His gratefulness, we ought to open up our hearts and sing back to the Lord. Glory in His name. Then it says, rejoice. Verse 3, rejoice. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek Him. Well, how can I do that? Verse 5, remember. Remember. Go to Psalms 106. Psalms 106. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is what? Good. For His mercy endureth how long? Amen. Amen. God is good. Amen. We ought to pray. God, thank you for being good.
Amen.
A lot of people say, oh, God's not good. Yes, He is. He may not do things you want Him to or do it in the time frame that you want Him to, but God is always, always, always good in His timing. Keep praying. Well, He hasn't answered my prayer. Just keep praying. Just keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. God will hear, and He does hear and answer prayers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we ought to thank the Lord and praise Him for His goodness and for His mercy. What if His mercy did not last to our generation? We'd be in trouble. To get what we deserve. I don't want what I deserve. I deserve hell forever, but God's mercy and God's grace to me, extended to me, now I'm going to heaven. Praise the Lord. So remember God and praise Him for His goodness. Look at verse chapter 107. 107. Same thing. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Oh, give thanks. Got to do something. Well, I'm thankful, preacher. Say thank you. All kinds of stuff. When you do stuff for people, some people say nothing. And then some people say thank you. Thank you. It means so much when somebody just says thank you. Thank you for doing that. Charles, thank you for the church that cares about buses. Thank you, Miss Judy, for knocking on my door. He just didn't say, hey, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for somebody that knocked on my door. I'm thankful. Hey, that's being specific. Lord, thank you for being good to us. Then chapter 118, Psalms 118, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endureth forever. Down in verse 29. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Psalms 136. Psalms 136. Look at this, verse number 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Why should we give thanks to the Lord? Gratitude for the Lord, because He is the true and living God. He stands in a category all by Himself. He's not one of many. He's not the best, the one that rises up. No, He's the only God. He's the true and living God. He's the one that sent His Son to die for our sins, and He's the one that died on the cross and rose again. Why not? Would we not want to express our gratitude and praise for our Savior? But He says, oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. So we ought to give thanks to the Lord. And we ought to be specific. Number 4, how? How do I give thanks? And I've said this a lot. We must give. How are you going to do that? With your mouth. Thank you. Expression. Expressing my gratitude. Usually when at a restaurant and somebody does a good job, I say, thank you for doing such a great job. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your quick service, and thank you for your promptness. Thank you. And we ought to express that. And I do think, look at Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5, when the Lord talks about being filled with the Holy Spirit of God and that fruit of the Spirit coming out, I think part of it is being thankful. Ephesians 5:18, and be not drunk with wine, whereas in his excess, but be filled with the Spirit. There's a semicolon. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Semicolon. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I think it's all wound together. If you're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, then you're going to be thankful. if you're not saved and you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, yeah, by nature. And as we get closer to the coming of Christ, the way the world's going to go, hey, we're not thankful for anything. But it's a part of expression and singing. Singing. I love singing. And the only thing in Colorado, our church was, smaller and you could really hear. And really, the sound bounces off, and sometimes the sound gets dispersed in a big area. But like when we went to see Sister Miller, and we were singing here in her little room, love it, love it. But we ought to open our mouths and sing unto the Lord. Look in Psalms 95. Psalms 95. And you'll see also here the Lord wants us to sing. Psalm 95, look in verse 1 through 3. Psalm 95, here. Psalm 95, verse number 1. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. Why? For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. A joyful noise. Down here, when they say they won, everybody didn't say, wow. Woo. So what? We don't care if you won or not, Emmanuel. Woo, big deal. They're all like, yeah, yeah, beat them, kick them in the knee, you know, beat them. No, no, I'm sorry. Chloe, forget what I said. Where's she at? Yeah, she's a cheerleader, so I don't want her to say that, but that's what the guys ought to do. Anyway, but they were excited. There was a joyful noise because they won. And how much more should you and I as Christians be joyful? Because we're going to heaven and we know, we have a preacher, look at all the bad things that are happening in this world and the way our country's going. Yeah, but God's coming back. Amen. We see it lining up and we know that He's coming back for us. And when it happens, we're out of here. Amen. They can have all of my bills and my everything. I'm going to heaven. Praise the Lord. So we ought to sing, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Look at Psalms 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all ye earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. Verse number 3, declare. How are you going to do that? Declare His glory among the heathen and His wonders among all people. Open your mouth. Declare. God's so good. So good to us. Psalms 98. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for He hath done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm hath gotten Him the victory. And then, of course, Psalms 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. So we know why we should do it, and we know to whom we should do it, and be specific, and then we know how to do it. But then we need to look at this, how to do it with our mouth. You know, our words make an impact. An impact. You look in the Proverbs, and the word words is used 40 times in 31 chapters. It says a word spoken in due season. A word fitly spoken. Look in, if you're there, Proverbs chapter 16. Look at this, Proverbs 16, verse number 24. Look at this, Proverbs chapter 16, in verse number 24. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. What dries up the bones? Bitterness, murmuring, complaining, negativity, pleasant words, those ones that I used to hear in the phone when I called my wife before we were married. I miss you too. I love you too. I wish you were here too. Oh, I just miss you so much. Those were many, many years ago. No, but health, that made me, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go to Texas, grab her and bring her back. Yeah. Words. If she would have said, hello. Yeah. What do you need? Hurry up. I got to go. Got to go feed the dog, do the dishes. What do you want? Hurry up. Yeah, I miss you too. Yeah, I love you too. Yeah, I hope to see you. Click. I wouldn't be ready to conquer the world, all right? But pleasant words, I love you, I appreciate you. I wish I could say to this front row, you're looking good. We just won't say any words, no. But health to the bones. Do you want arthritis? You want your bones to be brittle and break? Hey, words. Words you say in the home. Words you say around your friends and around people. Pleasant words. Look in chapter 18 and verse 21. Chapter 18, 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Really? Death and life? Mm-hmm. Opposite ends? Power of the tongue. What you say. How you say it. Words. So we are to express our gratitude. Supposed to... It's accompanied with, man, I want to do something for somebody. He's done so much. They've done so much. They've had an impact and influenced my life. I want to do something. And what one way we can do is, hey, thank you. Express our gratitude. You say, well, what's the difference between that and flattery? Flattery is insincere praise for a certain purpose. I'm going to say my boss is the greatest boss on earth and, you know, is doing a good job, not because he really is, but because I want something. And Dad, you're looking good. Dad, you're losing weight. Dad, you know, what do you want? You know, what do you want? You know? Here, take the keys of the car. Here's my credit card. Go do whatever you want, you know? Dad, you're growing hair back here. You can have mom's car too, you know? But anyway. But... Our words. And we ought to use those. So is there any example of the Apostle Paul? You say, well, you know, I don't want to give anybody any credit. And I know we've already talked about the one we ought to be thankful for the most is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if it wasn't for Him, we wouldn't even be here. He's our Creator and He's our Savior. We're on our way to heaven. We have everything, every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above. Amen? But we ought to... remember one another. That's what I want to end on tonight. We're usually good about, Lord, I'm thankful. But how many times do we say, man, I'm so thankful for our wonderful wife. I'm thankful for my kids. Notice I didn't say wonderful kids. No. I'm thankful for my wonderful kids. Thankful for my brother. I'm thankful for my church family. We don't always say, I appreciate you, I appreciate you keeping the nursery, I appreciate you working on the buses, appreciate you teaching that Sunday school class, appreciate you counting that money and putting it in your pocket, you know, stuff like that, you know? I'm thankful. And we ought to say it. We have an example of the Apostle Paul. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse number 2. He says here, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 2, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing, oh, I'm thankful for them. For what, Paul? For your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Told Mrs. Judy, she's had some people lined up to be baptized the last 3 weeks. And I think the last 2 weeks they haven't shown up, right? It's discouraging. I said, Sister Atkins, don't get discouraged. I said, it's better to have them lined up than not have anybody lined up for weeks and weeks and weeks. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't get discouraged. Your patience, your work, hey, it's okay. Hey, got to be thrilled. Someone's going to get baptized, and because of sickness and other reasons, it wasn't her fault. But thank you. But Paul says, I remember your faith and your patience and your work of love. Thank you. And also, look in Romans chapter 16. We'll be done tonight. Romans chapter 16, there's 27 people that Paul names. And he takes a whole chapter under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to mention names in the Word of God and say, I'm thankful for these folks. Romans chapter 16. And he tells them, he says, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church. He says in verse 4, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. And he names some people and tells you why he's thankful for them. That's what we ought to do. Instead of finding fault with each other and our many faults and flaws, because if anybody doesn't have any faults and flaws, you can come up and preach this message. Because all of us, you have weaknesses. You have shortcomings. So do I. We all do. We all fail the Lord miserably every single day. And if we key on the negative and the critical things and the things we, our family and our church and this guy's not doing, but why don't we say thank you for what they do do? Thank you. Thank you. And that's what Paul did. He took the last chapter of Romans and said, I want you to salute. These are my fellow laborers. These have stuck out their necks for me. These are my co-laborers. I want you to know I give thanks for them. But how are you going to give thanks? How are you going to show your gratitude? By saying it. So I encourage you this week, the rest of this week, when you see somebody, don't say, well, you know, you got a bad attitude. You know, you did this, and man, you're sure not doing good, and I know you messed up. Hey, praise them for something they do. Amen. They have done. Because all of us, like I said, all of us fall short. All of us can say, man, I have failed, and I wouldn't want to take a mic and go around and say, hey, tell us all you're bad. But there's always something we can be thankful for. Amen. Something. And if we do the example of the Apostle Paul, took a chapter out of the Word of God and say, these are the 27 folks by name that I'm thankful for, and here's why I'm thankful for them. We ought to do that. Take time in our lives. We come in contact. Maybe text somebody. Call them. Say, thank you. Thank you. Brother Stowe has been a huge blessing in my life. And I worked for him, but I usually say, thank you for all you did. He said, I didn't do anything. I said, yeah, you did. You taught me. Everybody can be your teacher on what to do or what not to do. But say thank you. Expressing that. And yes, number one, give honor and glory and praise and gratitude for the Lord for specific reasons. And we ought to do that one towards another. And I think that would honor and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come before you tonight. Dear Father, thank you for the Word of God that you've given us. God, help us to realize in order to be thankful, God, we've got to express it. It's got to be in our heart, God, to show, to give, to say something with our mouth for being thankful for what someone's done for us and especially what you've done for us, dear Father. Thank you for taking our sins on the cross. Thank you for dying for my sins and giving us eternal salvation and giving us a Bible that explains it so well. God, thank you for our church family. Thank you for those that give and those that pray, those that work and labor and go, Lord, those that come. Thank you so much, dear Father. Thank you for those that have been in the past. I think of Brother Place and Brother Bush and my dad and those that were serving here in this church under them. God, we're enjoying some of the benefits from them even today. God, thank you so much for all that you've done. Bless our dear people. God, help us not to forget those around us, those that we live with, those that are our loved ones and family. God, help us express our thankfulness and gratitude to them this time of the year. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All God's people said?
Amen.
All right. We have some new prayer lists real quick, and you'll get those handed out. There are several that we need to add. Of course, the Hestons aren't here tonight. They still battling with their not feeling good. And Sister Heston went to the urgent care, I think, on Saturday. How's Brother Dilly? Where's he at? She's here. Oh, how's he doing? have a rough time. Well, he drove his bus Sunday morning and then could not make it. And so appreciate Brother Hine, you driving his bus. Need to pray for the roof. Don't pick up all the little tapes, all right? They're supposed to come back tomorrow. They came back and looked at it, and they said, wow. The guy said, I've been doing this 27 years or 25 years, and I've never seen, once we put that on, to have more leaks than you had before we put it on. So they were going to work with us to see what the problem is and work out a solution. So please pray for that. They're supposed to be here at 10 tomorrow morning. Pray for Robbie Eberhard, her family. Her dad passed away today, this morning, and it's on our list here, but he passed away. Need to pray for Bill Pylon. He went back in the hospital today. Sister Woody called me and said, please pray for him. My mother-in-law, Mom Martin, needs our prayers. Did she go to pneumonia and bronchitis? Well, when she does things, she likes to do it right. So please pray for her. That she'll get over her sickness. Pardon? Crystal and Adam, how they doing? Okay. But Elijah's here. Praise the Lord. Good deal. amen. All right, anybody else tonight? Okay, pray for Sister Newman. It's on here, about a third of the way down, but her and Melissa, please pray for them. Yes, sir. How old is he? 19, 20? Okay. Pray for Josh Hess. His mom was in class with me, but being that age and to have that kind of problem, can't eat and stuff like that's pretty serious. So pray for her. Chloe? For your arm, okay? All right. Pray for Chloe's arm. Yes, sir. Your arm too? Okay. Josiah's arm too. Josiah. Sister Ames. Unspoken. Okay. And I had requested a couple unspoken. And so this week, one of those unspoken was answered. Praise the Lord. So thank you for praying. Been a long time coming, so thank you. Thank you so much for praying for that. And my wife's going to stay with me another year, so praise the Lord. No, I'm just kidding. Brother Eugene. What are they thinking? Let's really pray that Brother Eugene doesn't get called in jury duty on the first day of deer season. That would be terrible. Yeah, it would be. Sure. But I know she's got her cataract surgery coming up, and so pray for her. Okay? All right. Well, you know what a turkey's favorite day is that he's most thankful for? Next Friday. Penny. Yes, Black Friday. Doesn't make sense. Ask your mom when you go home tonight. All right. Miss Penny. We love you and we've been missing you, but it's good to see you tonight. So, yes, ma'am. Okay, Brother Goble, please pray for him. All right, yes, Sunday. Can imagine. Okay. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Traveling mercies. Okay. All right. So Johnny's family, and then they're traveling. So, all right. Yes, sir. Unspoken. Okay. Brother Ed has unspoken. All right. Hope you'll pray for my aunt. She's already on here. It's good to see David. Pray for David. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. Okay, so it's Sagan. Okay. All right. And I know Brother and Sister Moyer would appreciate your prayers. Both of them, he said they did not have a good week last week, and so please remember them in prayer. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
The
shuttle bus. Shuttle bus. Uh-huh. And the roof. Yes. Pray for the roof. And Brother Wolf and I looked at two shuttle buses today. But they were pretty rough, and they went for $3,000 apiece, so we didn't buy them. So anyway, pray for that. All right. All right. Anybody else? Okay. Well, let's take a few minutes and pray, and then we'll end in a song tonight. But I hope you'll take those and take a few minutes.